This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here, coming at you on this midweek Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. The Purple Project Podcast, your host Eddie Greer, bearing for this weather to come through on this Wednesday night, all day today, but earlier today. This is the postcast edition of this podcast. Women's basketball taking care of business and taking care of Morgan State pretty early in this basketball game. This was the end for the women for the non-conference regular season schedule there, beating Morgan State 77-46 earlier this afternoon. Leanna Bramlage and another check mark that check box off again. K-State now on the women's side, led by head coach Jeff Mini, won 11 games now before the beginning of Big 12 for the first time since 2008-09 season there. So a little history being made here by the Cats here. It's been a while since the Cats won 11 games there. And in non-con play with 19 straight home non-conference games wins now extends to 19, and that's big thanks to them beating Iowa. Not only beating Iowa, but upsetting the fourth-ranked team in the country earlier in a non-con schedule there in Iowa there in a thrilling game in Bramlage there, which is by far, I think, the best game, or it's not, I should say the best game, but or you can put it that way, the best game, and you can put it maybe the best games of the year to this point for K-State women's basketball. Gabby Gregory, for the second straight game, scoring 20 points to lead, I believe, all scores there. And this is a girl, well, not talking about Gregory, we're going to talk about another player that came to play today that they're going to need this type of scoring from. She's been a little inconsistent. I thought, with this individual coming onto this team, that, you know, hey, this girl can shoot the basketball. Well, she's been a little inconsistent, especially to start the season. She was inconsistent late last year. Rebecca Dollinger had one of her best games of her K-State career, going for, I believe, was 12 points. Yes, 12 points in the game today, out of 4 or 6 shooting from the field. Look, 0 of 17, my statement proves facts. 0 of 17 coming into this ballgame. This is an individual that's been struggling, and glad to see her finally, hopefully, breaking out of this funk here. She is one of the more key pieces off the bench for Jeff Mini. If K-State is going to win games in the Big 12 play, conference play, coming up next week, they need more of this from Rebecca. She's played under full year and changed now under Jeff Mini. And to me, I thought she was a three-point shooter coming into this game. Obviously, I don't know the individual, but I do know her play. And she's been, obviously, one of the defensive stalwarts off the bench for this team. But they're going to need more of that, especially when you're getting balanced scoring. Now, obviously, the rest of the starters for K-State, like Sarah Samasti, the Glenn Twins, Serena Sundell, didn't even reach double digits, not even close. Samasti and Sundell, 4 apiece. The Glenn Twins, Riley and Jaylen, each have 6. You see what I'm saying? So, that's kind of funny that, you know, that they got that kind of scoring. And Gabby Gregory continues to put them up and put them down for sure. Gabby Gregory was only 2 of 8 from downtown, but 50% shooting from the field there as well. So, again, Gabby is one of those individuals I've talked about this all semester long that you know by now can score at all three levels. Obviously, the 3-ball, devastating. Mid-range game, and even the inside game, post up and get in. She is out-heighted in most matchups, and yet she gets after it. That's just total 100% total effort there by number 12 right there. And this team is going to go be right up there in the mix in the top half of the league. They're going to need that type of effort, not just from Gabby, but from everybody else. And that's nice to see Rebecca Dollinger get after it today and finally get after this. Hopefully, this is the start of some type of a rhythm here for Rebecca. And also, shout out Heavenly Greer, not related. Again, not related, no relation, because obviously the last name, G-R-E-E-R, my last name, G-R-I-E-R, Heavenly Greer, 12 minutes of action, 8 points off the bench. So, again, Jeff Mitty going a little bit deep in his bench here today for his team. Everybody getting in on the action here, including shutout. Oh, man, I'm going to – let's see if I can – oh, yes, Mimi Gatewood had her first appearance on the season there as well. Michaela Parks also playing this game as well. See, we're going really deep now in this game. Eliza Mulpin played 10 minutes of this game and added 4 off the bench as well. So, big momentum. Now you get the Christmas break. And now, but off of that, you're going to have yourself a battle against Texas on the road, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there as well. But you have a lot of activity going on here with women's basketball as well. But definitely, you get the first shot and trying to get that win against Texas on New Year's Eve as well. So definitely, you want to make sure you get your players rested, obviously, for the Christmas break. And then, they're trying to see what's going on outside outside the residence here. So sorry if I seem be a little distracted. But anyways, yeah, huge. So bottom line is, what I'm trying to say is, this is a must-get game for K-State. Again, I said this earlier this week on one of the dailies this week that's up now, wherever you get your podcast there, that, look, you have Texas, and Texas seem to be up and down looking at the record. Yes, this is the Big 12, no doubt. Everything gets turned up a notch when Big 12 play rolls around, so we'll see what happens with them as well. But we know our girl is going to be ready to play, obviously, on the road. This is New Year's Eve. Everybody's going to be in action New Year's Eve, from the football team's last dance here, trying to get another huge win to cap off 2022 against Alabama in the All-State Sugar Bowl. Then you have women's basketball at Texas to be in Big 12 play. And to wrap things up on the K-State side, at least, you have a battle with West Virginia and, of course, former K-State head coach Mr. Huggins. In West West Virginia team, who knows how to score the basketball there as well here. Little bit of side note here. I'll throw this in here before I get to Jeff Mitty. K-State handing out 20 assists earlier today as well. This is the third time this year that K-State has dished out 20 or more assists in a game there as well. And in that stretch, 16-year stretch of K-State women's basketball, right? 81-7 in that long stretch there as well here. I'm going to go down here to Jeff Mitty here and what he says. He talked about the Christmas break here. Quote, well, they come back on the 26th. You know, quite honest, I don't even want them thinking about that. I want them to go home and enjoy their families. It'll get here quicker than they want to. It always does. Well, we'll handle it like we always do coming back. I mean, we'll go pretty heavy early. We'll spend a lot of time in the gym. We'll spend a lot of time looking at more film. These are teams and players that we're more familiar with going forward. And so we'll have to have more knowledge of our teams going forward. But we will need our focus to continue to be getting better. Continue to play to our strengths, eliminate as many flaws as we can, and just continue. I think our leadership has got to grow here. We've been in a little in and out there for my taste, but I think the break is going to be a really good time without classes for that to continue to grow. But I'm excited for them to get a little bit of a break. They've worked hard to get to this point, and I know their families are excited to see them get a little break. End quote there as well. That's from Jeff Mitty there as well, folks. So Jeff Mitty obviously looking forward to the break, and so is his team as well. But after that, they got to get after it against Texas, and I know they will do that as well. And oh, by the way, K-State wraps up the non-con, by the way, with today's win over Morgan State, 11-2 heading in to Christmas break. And then after that, they'll have their eyes toward the Longhorns for their first game in Big 12 play. The Pro Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast there as well. K-State Nation, make sure you, if you're a listener, love what you're hearing about K-State, spread the word. You know what to do. Do all the little things that you do. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. We appreciate it so much from this year. We've gotten a lot of support this year as well. The support has been great. Myself, Alex Ainge, my co-host for the weekly editions as well. But we're excited for the new year, as we've been saying along. We're going to be ending the year pretty strongly. So definitely, you want to be a part of this podcast, make sure you add this podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. Part of the K-State Podcast Network. Eddie Greer, again, women's basketball, Jeff Mitty's team, Gabby Gregory, led Cats, knock off Morgan State this afternoon by the count of 77-46. Now, have their eyes on the Big 12 Conference.